Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A stretch of the westbound side of Market Street is closed in Old City because of a months-long construction project. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the details.
The machines got started early this morning here at 2nd and Market. The exact closure of the westbound side of Market is from 2nd to 6th Streets. Now the fences are up, orange cones are all over the place, and the road closed, detour, and do not enter signs are up as well. Now, crews have a lot on their plate. They're going to be building new curbs, sidewalks, handicap ramps, and bus stop bump outs, plus doing electrical and fiber optic work as new traffic signals will be installed here. The city is getting all of this done as part of the preparations for the country's 250th birthday next year and all the different events and celebrations that will be taking place in Philadelphia. Now, during the next 3 months or so, traffic will only be getting by on the eastbound side of Market Street, and it'll be a squeeze with only one lane open from 5th to Front. SEPTA buses that would normally stop on Market are being detoured, but the work isn't affecting service at the 2nd and 5th Street L stations. Business and residential access will be allowed this whole time, and the city says it'll try to open up sidewalks and lanes of traffic as work is completed. In Old City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
3 weeks from today, SEPTA will impose major service cuts if lawmakers in Harrisburg don't pass more funding, and fare increases could follow a week later. Governor Shapiro says negotiators have made progress but wouldn't give any details. What's getting in the way of a deal? Shapiro, speaking to NBC 10, singled out Northeast Philly State Senator Joe Picozzi. The Republican is sponsoring a bill that would add oversight to SEPTA but doesn't include any funding.
If that person lives in Northeast Philadelphia, call Senator Picozzi, who's a Republican in the state Senate, and tell him to go back to Harrisburg and vote to pass transit funding the way the House Democrats did.
State House Democrats are protesting today at Lincoln High School in Picozzi's district. Picozzi says, quote, "The people of the Great Northeast want to see a better SEPTA. He says we want funding and accountability for results on fare evasion, safety, and cleanliness." The patriarch of a family-owned farmer's market in South Jersey was killed in an equipment accident yesterday morning. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports.
It was just after 10:15 Sunday morning when officials say police, fire, and medics were called to Hunter's Farm Market on Union Landing Road in Cinnaminson, Burlington County. Officials say they found 77-year-old John Howard Hunter caught in farm machinery. Authorities have not specified what kind of machine was involved, but they say Hunter died from his injuries. In a post on the Farmers Market's Facebook page, Hunter's child paid tribute to the family patriarch in light of the tragic loss. Accompanying the post, a picture of John Hunter doing what he loved, fishing for tarpon with his two grandsons, referred to as his pride and joy. At the end of the post, a plea to, in his honor, tell those who are important to you that you love them. Give them a hug, a kiss, a phone call, because life can change in an instant. Cinnaminson police are investigating. Hunter's Farm Market says it will be closed until further notice. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Hammonton residents are being encouraged by elected township officials to attend a county commissioner's meeting tomorrow night to ask questions about a proposal to build a regional prison. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Darty spoke with the deputy mayor, who says they don't know much right now.
Hammonton Deputy Mayor Tom Gribben says there's much unknown right now about the proposal to build a regional prison at Ancora Hospital near the border of Atlantic and Camden counties that would hold inmates from those counties, plus potentially Cumberland County as well.
It's concerning because it's apparent that this plan has been discussed for a number of years, but it appears as though it's been done under the cover of darkness. And so we still have very few details.
He encourages residents to attend the Atlantic County Commissioner's meeting Tuesday to ask questions about the proposed project.
From interviews and from what I've heard from the county sheriff and chiefs of police in the area, it doesn't appear as though they've been included or that their opinion has been registered with our elected officials.
That meeting is scheduled for 4 o'clock Tuesday at the Stillwater Building in Northfield. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Darty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.